At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Let's start the NHL postseason right now.
Yes, please.
The timer went off. The Canes are ready. Andrei Svechnikov was the alarm you set on the microwave saying, food's ready, food's done, yeah. Let's go. It's dinner time, let's eat, main course. That was about as good of a game against Boston as you could ask for. It's still the regular season, so the actual value of it is mythical at this point for me, but it's make no mistake about it, it's good. Svech is on his Shut Up, I'm Good tour, as we talked about yesterday, and, he told us all to shut up, he's good. Last night was a complete performance from the entire team, and it felt intentional. Right, we talked about it being a mental thing. They lost to Boston last week, and maybe there was a hint of an edge you could get by playing well and beating them last night. Whatever hint of an edge was available, they got it. It felt intentional. Andrei Svechnikov didn't just score a goal. He scored a Svechnikov. It's like gymnastics, right? If you do something no one's ever done before, they name the move after you. Andrei Svechnikov pulled off a Svechnikov, that lacrosse goal from back the cradle, I guess it's something they're calling it now.
It's actually on the official stat line on NHL.com, like they give you like how this goal was scored, wrist shot, slap shot, deflection, tip in, whatever it is. It just says cradle.
I guess they should call it a Svech.
They should.
Svechnikov was asked what was going through his head when deciding to go for the lax goal, the cradle goal, the Svech.
Just kind of when I beat the D, you know, and actually I kind of didn't have the space, to be honest, because the D was, his stick was right on me, and I just kind of did it quick enough that he didn't get my stick. So I got a little bit lucky there, and, you know, hopefully we're going to see more.
I wish he would have said, what was going through my head? I wanted everybody to shut up. What was going through my head? I was looking for the opportunity to do that because people were saying I haven't been playing well and I've been in my own feelings, so I wanted to make them shut up. That would have been awesome. Of course, he's not going to do that. But he can ride that wave of attitude. Like there is a certain amount of confidence that comes with even trying to pull that off. Right? A certain amount of, I know I'm good. Right? It's... There were a few times in the NBA. I remember Gerald Green did it. Shout out for people that remember Gerald Green. I remember Vince Carter did it, obviously a UNC legend going into the Hall of Fame. But there's that moment where somebody throws an alley-oop, and you're like, oh, cool, this awesome dunker is going to catch it and put down the alley-oop. And then they, like, windmill it, and you're like, oh, they're confident in themselves. Different, right? It's one thing to, like, score a wraparound goal. It's another to take it vertical and go cradle to the top of the net. That's the, oh, he knows he's good, right? He knows he's playing in rarefied air. Yesterday and the day before, really for the last week, we've been talking about how the Canes are playing extremely well, but if they want to take that next step, right, they could probably win in the first round, maybe even the second round, but to win it all, to achieve the lofty goals that they've set for themselves and that we've all set for them, they're going to need good Svech. Last night, they got good Svech. And maybe even more importantly than the goal scoring, the assist, maybe even more important than the kind of strategic and schematic and decision-making and execution was the fact that he didn't get caught up in the frustration like we've seen him get caught up in recently. There were no retaliation penalties, right? And there were opportunities. You can... You know, it's the Draymond Green thing. As soon as you get the reputation for somebody who people can get under your skin, everybody is going to try to get under your skin. And I believe the Boston Bruins were trying to get under Svech's skin, and he stayed level-headed enough I don't want to take all emotion out of it, but he stayed level-headed enough.
He didn't bite.
He didn't. Yeah, exactly. He didn't take the cheese. Didn't take the bait. Didn't fall for it. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700. I'm going to use, this is a direct quote from Dennis Cox, who you just heard. He said this in the office today, and I went, ooh, that's good. I'm writing it down. I'm going to use that on the show. When the Canes play like that, they beat everybody and anybody. When the Canes play like they did last night, if they can do that, however many times they have to do it, 16 times, they hoist the cup. If they can play like that 16 times, plan the parade. I understand the magnitude of it, and I believe the magnitude of it when you say that. Right? That's why our herd confidence meter is all the way at plan the parade. Take us to the two shot on the video. There you go. Plan that parade. If they can play like they did last night 16 times in the postseason, plan the parade becomes execute the parade. Here's Rod Brind'Amour describing the win over Boston.
Well, I think it was a great team win. Good team effort. Everybody played solidly. A couple big plays, obviously. Jarvis Short and a goal. That's a big, you know, probably put the game away there. Could go a different way if they get a power play goal. So, and then, our, you know, Cooch made some real good saves in the third when they kind of had their push going. So, but overall, I just thought it was a good 20-man effort.
It was a good win. He gave him the day off today, by the way.
Yeah, they're going to practice tomorrow, then fly out to St. Louis, and they got to go to Chicago and then Columbus right after that.
It is ironic that professional athletes work their entire lives to be professional athletes, and then the biggest pop you get in the locker room is when you're like, you don't have to play the sport tomorrow. And they're, yeah!
Like, let's go.
After the game, he credited Jarvi, first of all. Great goal, great effort. He continues to do all the little things. 30 goals for Seth Jarvis. Do you want to take your victory lap now?
I do. I mean, I could have taken this actually a few games ago. I predicted before the season Seth Jarvis would have 60-plus points, and he's at 63 now.
30 goals.
Yeah.
60-plus points.
Mm-hmm.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. That young man is earning himself a lot of cha-ching.
But it's the good kind of money to spend. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I saw this argument today. Josh Allen, not the quarterback, the edge rusher for Jacksonville, signed a massive deal. I saw someone, like, everyone was going like, oh, no, how is Jacksonville going to afford this? And there had to literally be I think it was a fan even. I don't think it was a reporter. Had to jump into the conversation and go, no, this is what you want to spend money on.
Yeah.
You draft a guy in the first round. He plays well enough that he tilts the competitive landscape in your favor. You pay that guy. That's by design. Things are going well. This is not a you don't want to pay this guy because how will you afford everything else? It's you pay this guy because he's worth it. Seth Jarvis is going to get paid this offseason. It might come at the expense of another position or another player that you like, but overall, it is a good thing. You have another 30-goal scorer on your team. You have another 60-plus point guy on your team.
Isn't that the point? Like, you draft guys in the first round to hopefully eventually keep them around for a decade?
It's and do the little things, buy into the culture, be a great representative of the team, excellent personality and marketability. Like, you pay Seth Jarvis every single time, and you do not sign that check with a frown. You sign that check with a big, fat smile on your face. Rod Brind'Amour was asked how Seth Jarvis has elevated his game.
Well, we've talked a lot about him throughout the year, obviously. He's just growing, like, as a player, and kind of doing what he does. He does everything that we ask him to do, and he just keeps getting better. So future is definitely bright for him.
Seth Jarvis was good. I believe Svech was great. Kochetkov was really good in net.
First time we said his name.
Which is a shame that it took us 10 minutes to do that. Couple of the defenders, really good. Gensel, I mean, yeah, that guy was a good trade acquisition. The Canes looked like stereotypical Canes. It was a grind. The goals were heavy. They were earned. The defense made life very difficult for Boston. carry that over for three more games and into the postseason. Do not throttle down. And again, I'll use the saying we did earlier. When the Canes play like that, they beat everybody and anybody.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Andy Dalton. His role as Bryce Young's friend in that facility, I think, is pretty darn important. Andy Dalton was on with Jim Rome earlier this week, and he started talking about the Panthers, obviously, started talking about Bryce Young, obviously, and we have a clip here for you on part of what Andy was saying about Bryce and the Panthers.
I thought he handled it well. He's never in his life had a season like that and had to handle the adversity that he had to deal with. It was a tough year, and then you throw in, losing your head coach after 11 games and changes on offense and all the things that went into it. It was tough. And so I think for him, I thought he handled it well, and I kept telling him, just, like, stay the course. You know, this thing is going to get better. It's going to improve. And now I think what we have done – this offseason, bringing in some guys, bringing in a couple guards on the offensive line, different things, trading for Deontay Johnson. I think it's getting built the right way where, it's going to set him up to have a better year.
I heard that clip from Andy Dalton, and it got me thinking. He's the only one in Bryce Young's inner circle of kind of the offense that is a familiar voice from last year. He's the only one that was around last year. I think that role is important. I think it's nice to have someone that can remind you you're not crazy. That is how it was, right? I always joke that I think the most important people to somebody that becomes really famous are like your high school friends or your middle school friends. You need the people around to have the moments with where you're like, how crazy is this? Maybe the best example of this in Hollywood, right, in cinema, is the – ready for this? The pilot. That's what I'm looking for. The pilot of Entourage. If you're unfamiliar with Entourage, it's a movie that was on HBO, a couple decades ago maybe. And they have the movie star friend, and he brings his friends from back home out to Hollywood, and they're at a Jessica Alba party. Jessica Alba's throwing a party, and they're out back, and they're looking out over the LA skyline, the Hollywood skyline, and they have the moment of, look how far we've come. We are standing here in this moment, looking at this, at this party. Do you ever think this was possible? And then they immediately go, what are we doing staring at the lights? There's an awesome party behind us with a bunch of cool people. Let's go to that. But the thing is, they had someone else there to have that conversation with. Bryce Young, at a certain point this season, hopefully, will be watching film, and he's going to watch whoever they draft with the 39th overall pick at wide receiver and Deontay Johnson both be open on the same play. And he's going to watch himself have time in the pocket to make the throw. And if they look at the scoreboard in the corner, it's going to say that they are ahead in the fourth quarter of a game, which did not happen at all last year. I know they won two games, but they were both on game-winning field goals as time expired. So they're going to be ahead in the fourth quarter. Multiple wide receivers are going to get open. He's going to have time to throw it, and he's going to want somebody there to look around and go, do you ever think we would be here? Do you ever think we'd make it? And he's going to need someone else there. Andy Dalton is the guy to go, I didn't, but we better enjoy it, right? Do you remember how crazy it was when our offensive coordinator and our head coach didn't get along and they were both running to the owner trying to complain about the other, and we didn't have any wide receivers that were getting open, and our offensive line was getting blown up, and we didn't win at all in the fourth quarter of any games at all for an entire season, and we didn't even own our first pick to get excited about?
The coach got fired.
Coach got fired. Everybody was talking about how the interim from the previous year was the coach that we should have had, and we didn't even play for that guy, but we were even kind of wondering what it would be like to play for him.
Remember when?
Like when Bryce Young looks to Dave Canales. Dave Canales is drawing up a play, and Bryce just goes, Dave, you don't understand what we were going through last year. Andy is his only cosign. Andy is the only one going, nah, Bryce isn't exaggerating. We really did used to try to do that. We really did have to overcome that. We really did. Andy and Bryce are forever bonded by what they went through last year. It's the Junction Boys, right? You suffer together, you bond. That was like that's the entire that's the entire plot of all of the movies where you go away to training camp and they make your life absolutely miserable, right? If you suffer together, the bonds that are born in that suffering are unbreakable.
Like the movie Miracle.
Like the movie Miracle, like Junction Boys, like Remember the Titans, like any of the movies where they go on a training camp. Again. Like that all that matters is that you suffered and you got through it. Well, guess what? Andy Dalton and Bryce Young suffered through last year, and they got through it. And I think that matters. That voice in the locker room matters. So Andy Dalton playing the role of Junction Boy, Remember the Titans training camp, Julius Campbell, Gary Bertier, / friend from high school for Bryce Young, playing that role as a guy who's, I don't know, 10 years older than him and you know, won a whole bunch of games in the NFL, is wildly important. And I do think it's nice to have one voice that was around, one familiar voice, right? You don't, everything else shifted. New head coach, new coordinator, everything else, go ahead. New quarterbacks coach, fine. New receivers, love it. I think it's nice to have one voice there. And you could tell Andy kind of understood the deal in that comment that we just played. The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan.
It's like, hey, you don't have to go through that mess anymore, remember?
Remember that mess is such a fun game to play with people that were there with you.
It's like, hey, Bryce, I know you're thinking this is like things are kind of hard right now. Remember when?
Do you know what story nobody ever tells? Like you get together at Thanksgiving with your family. Do you know what story no one ever tells? Remember that one time we were at the airport and our flight was on time and we boarded at a normal hour? We got on, we took off, we landed 15 minutes early, and then we got to where we were going? No one ever tells that story. But do you know what gets laughs every single time when the family gets together at Thanksgiving? Remember that time we had to spend the night in the Atlanta airport? Then we woke up the next day and our flight still wasn't ready. And you ate all the we went to Orange Julius. You had the big smoothie and you were allergic to the oranges. Like when everything just gets worse and worse and bad, like to come out on the other side of that, those are the good stories. Andy Dalton and Bryce Young, like 10 years from now, are gonna laugh on a podcast about everything that took place last night. And that's gonna help them this year. Hopefully.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.